What if the voice inside your head was your biggest fan instead of your harshest critic? Today, we'll be diving into one of the most powerful but overlooked tools for confidence, which is your self-talk. I'll show you how to use the P3, purposeful, productive, and possibility-focused thoughts to train your inner voice to be your best teammate. Welcome to the Confident Common Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. So let's dive in. Way back in episode 3, called The Confidence Formula, I talked about where confidence comes from, specifically the four sources of self-efficacy, which are experience, right? Prior experience, what you've done, your preparation, and your ability to regulate your body, as well as your mindset, specifically how you talk to yourself. And so for the next three episodes, I'm going to focus on different strategies and actual tactics that will enable you to pull from those various sources of confidence and actually employ them when you need to, so that you can approach any performance, any game, any situation that you're in with as much sense of certainty and belief in yourself as possible. Okay. And so today we're going to focus on, in particular, the self-talk, because a lot of your confidence, a big source of where it comes from, is the way you speak to yourself, okay? That internal voice, that dialogue in your head shapes the way you feel, your emotions, your reactions, how your body responds. And if you can make sure that your thoughts are being productive for you, helping you build that sense of certainty in your abilities, instead of being doubts, worries, fears, or even distractions, then you're gonna be much better off and more able to be confident and have trust in yourself in big pressure moments, but just every day performing and playing your sport. Okay. And so the first thing you have to know is what counts as effective self-talk. Now, I know many of you have always heard it, just be positive, be positive. In reality, positivity isn't always effective. Okay. And so what's more important is that one of the first P's of P3 thinking is productive. So making sure that whatever you're thinking, it's moving you forward, not backward. It's helping you stay motivated. It's helping you stay focused. It's helping you create confidence instead of creating doubt or worry or fear or just being distracted. Okay. So productive is the primary thing. Now, sometimes that's the same as positive thinking. I got this. But not always. Sometimes it can be instructional, keep your hands in, or something along those lines. So there's a lot of different things that count as productive, and I'll give you a few ideas here in a minute. The second P that's really important is purposeful. So that you are intentionally thinking something, you are purposely making the dialogue in your head work for you. So you are thinking it on purpose, instead of reacting to the scenario, right? You are filling your brain with something that's gonna work for you. And typically that's centered on goals or values. Now, the other P is possibility focused, which means it's your belief in what you're capable of instead of limiting beliefs like, I can't, I'm not able to. So it's focused on what you're capable of instead of your weaknesses, okay? So in general, when you're talking about effective self-talk that's going to influence your confidence and your sense of certainty and your belief in yourself to do something, the P3 criteria is what we're looking for. You're thinking it on purpose, it's productive for you, and it's focused on what you're capable of and what's possible. Okay. And so there's a couple of different strategies that you can utilize to tap into and make sure that your self-talk, that dialogue in your head, is working for you. So the first strategy we'll talk about is what we call the air technique. So it's a form of thought stoppage or refocusing your thinking to be more productive. Okay. And so what you're doing is you're catching the idea, you're acknowledging, you're aware, that I'm having ineffective thought. My self-talk right now is not helping me either be confident, be motivated, or be focused. And if it's not helping that, I need to notice it. So aware, AIR technique, AIR, is be aware. Right? Notice that thinking is not helping. And then you need to challenge it with some sort of interruption strategy. And this is just breaking up the momentum, doing something in your head. You can say something out loud. You can do a physical gesture like crack your neck. If you're a softball player, maybe you look at your bat. Maybe you tap your toes. Whatever your sport is, you can do it, can be a visual cue, something along those lines. But you're doing something to challenge that thinking to say, nope, that's not effective. That's not helping me. And then the most important part is that you then have to change your thoughts because just having no thought isn't really helpful either. And so AIR, the last part of the R, is replace. And what we're looking for you to do here is now be more productive, right? Replace your ineffective thinking with something that is going to be productive for you. And so you can use a phrase, a keyword, maybe even a mantra, some sort of like self-belief statement. And you'll have to figure out what that is for you, and not, it won't always be the same. It might depend on what you're doing. But in general, you're looking for some sort of instructional cue, like next pitch or keep your hands high or something, right? It's some sort of focal point for you technically. It could be something that is more motivational. I've got this. Or it can even just be directional in the sense of, again, if you're a hitter, just I'm using staying with this analogy, like release point, right? Or it's telling your brain or telling your eyes where to focus. Okay. So there's a lot of options here of what will be productive for you. And you can pre-plan that, making sure that you know what some of those things are, especially as you train in practice and with your hitting coach or pitching coach or whatever sport you play. Those are things you work out in practice. Okay. You don't want the first time you're using this is in a game. Okay. So you're going to figure out what those effective things are, your mantras, your phrases, your focal points. Okay. And that's the technique. So you have to be aware, catch that your thinking is not working, challenge it, right? Interrupt that flow, either saying something in your head, doing something physically, and then change it with by replacing your thinking with something more productive. Okay. Now, that's an immediate strategy. That's something that you want to use in the moment as you're having counterproductive thoughts. Okay. But the second thing we want to do is start to train your brain to be productive in the first place. So we call this like being proactive. And your brain only has so much space, right? There's only a limited amount of things it can hold on to in any one given moment. And if you're filling that space with counterproductive thoughts and doubts and worries and fears, negative self-talk, your brain has no space to focus on the act of performing your sport, whatever it is that you're doing. So, in order to be proactive, an important thing that you can do is start to learn what kinds of thinking works for you, what types of thoughts actually help you perform well. And you can do this through journaling after every performance that you have, maybe at the end of each game, is you just think back, okay, what was actually going through my head today as I was performing? And did that work for me or not? And you start to build up a list of the things that work for you. And keeping track of those and start to be more deliberate with, let's for instance, I know for me, when I was hitting as a hit player, I knew that if I was doing any type of deep thought, like trying to analyze what pitch was coming next or anything like that, it was just too much, right? I was an overthinker. I would get in my way. All of a sudden, the ball's by me. So over time, I discovered that my focal point, I needed to do one of two things, depending on what was happening. Sometimes my brain was just too negative, and I needed to just replace with a song. So I always had a favorite song that I would sing to just fill my brain with something that's innocuous, that allowed me to just shut up in my head and focus on my sport and to the pitcher and what's going on. The other big one that I did was a little bit more of a do, like what am I supposed to do in this moment? And it was just see ball, hit ball. That's the only direction, that's the only thing I can think about while hitting in order to do it. See the ball, hit the ball. Okay. And so again, those are just examples, but I discovered that over time through trial and error, working on it in practice. And once you start to discover these things, that becomes your go-to phrases that you can use in games. Now, the other thing that's really important with your self-talk is just being productive about yourself in general. They call these affirmations. And an affirmation is really just a statement about yourself that is one, kind to yourself. It's not critical. It's focused on, again, your possibilities, what you're capable of, maybe some strengths that you have. But it's meant to affirm your confidence in the sense of you have reasons to trust yourself in this moment. And so this could look like many things. Like, I mean, you're probably all too young to remember Saturday Night Live. I'm good enough. Stuart Smalley, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. But it's some form of statement. Like, I'm the best. I got this. Anything for you that helps you remember why you're capable of being successful in this moment. And there's, if you look into, and there's a lot of actually great videos on social media right now of players. Aaron Donaldson comes to mind, a defensive lineman for the Rams for a lot of years, but they've got a lot of NFL footage where he was mic'd up and they're talking, like actually showing his talk. You got this. You're best. You're a beast out here. You're here. Just being really focused on what he needs to be successful before plays. So affirmations are that proactive approach. You're not waiting for ineffective things to come into your head. You are purposely filling your head with something that's going to be productive for you. Okay? So you want to be really careful that you avoid things like sarcasm and perfectionism. Perfectionism is like, I have to be perfect. I can't strike out, or I got to be this. Typically, that just leads to more worry and more stress, and not as particularly helpful. Sarcasm just doesn't tend to work. All or nothing language, where every time I'm always or I never, it's A or B. I either strike out or I either get a hit and I'm a hero, or I strike out and I'm the worst ever. And whoa, there's a lot of in between there. So just those are some things to consider and be mindful of as you work on building your self-talk. But I will tell you, as somebody who has been an athlete and in your shoes in the past, and somebody who literally trains people for a living, the dialogue in your head is so important to manage. There's times and places where you can just let it go. Maybe if you're daydreaming, you're not doing anything important. Like, of course, it doesn't really matter what's going through your head. But if you're trying to be at your best and perform in important moments, why leave that up to chance, right? That is something that you can take direct control over and make sure that you're being as productive as possible. Now, this doesn't mean just because you're being proactive that your brain isn't still going to have counterproductive thoughts, right? That's why we have the air technique. And sometimes it's good to just acknowledge, yep, I'm having a doubt right now, and that's okay because you're learning, you're developing. So you don't always need to change it, but it does help to notice it, name it, and then move on. Okay, that's actually a mindfulness practice, which I'll discuss at a later date. Okay, so managing that internal dialogue is so important. And parents who are listening to this, things that you can do is to really make sure that you are helping your athletes come up with productive thoughts, come up with productive statements in the stands. You can maybe repeat whatever you guys come up with. You think that your athlete says, this is helpful for me. I remember times where I would tell my dad or my mom, I was like, hey, you see indicators that I'm starting to stress out, just yell this from the stands. I didn't always hear it, depending on what was going on, but when I did, it was like, oh yeah, okay. It was a nice reminder. Okay. Something to consider, parents, is you can be helpful, but it needs to be something that you're not trying to coach, because coaching in the moment doesn't work, because now there's more to focus on, there's more stress, it just doesn't work. So should be short phrases, small statements that are focused on energy, confidence. You got this. You're good. Have some fun up there. Something along those lines. Okay. Before we dive into our discussion prompts today, I want to just kindly ask you that if you are enjoying these car ride conversations, I would be so grateful if you could leave a review. Again, your review helps other listeners find my podcast, and also it helps it move up in the ranks if people moves things along in different lists and all that. So if you're willing to help me out with that, it would be very much appreciated. But mostly, if you're loving this podcast, please share it with somebody, right? That's word of mouth is the best way. All right, y'all. So, a quick reminder before we dive into the conversation. As always, there are no wrong answers to any of the questions that I ask you. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And as always, you can choose to listen to all of the questions and just talk about it all, or you could push pause after each individual question and talk about it. Okay? So, for our first question today, mostly for the athletes, what kinds of things do you say to yourself during game or practice? And would you say those things to a teammate? What I find is very helpful is that, again, we tend to be our own worst critic. We tend to be much meaner to ourselves in our heads than our friends would ever be to us, or that we would ever be to our friends. So, a helpful way to help you manage your thinking is if it's going through your head, just ask yourself, would I say this to a friend of mine? Or would I let a friend say this to me? And if the answer is no, it's probably a counterproductive thought, right? It's probably not a good thought. It's not gonna work for you, okay? But what types of things do you say? Think about it. And question number two, what would be your anchor phrase that helps you refocus when your brain isn't going well, when your brain is being maybe a little bit mean? And again, you can work on this with your parents. You can discuss ideas. Parents, if you have something like this that you use, share. What's an anchor phrase, some sort of cue that you can use to help you once you've noticed that your thinking is not helpful, to help you refocus that interruption strategy and the air technique? This next question three is more about understanding your patterns. Okay. And so you might not know this right now. It might be a question that you need to spend time focusing on and like taking notes about. But in particular, what we want you to think about is how do you think your self-talk changes when you're confident versus when you're struggling? And you've probably got experience in this, so think back to past experiences, but how does it change? And how can you maybe try to replicate the thinking that works for you when you're confident versus when you're struggling? Okay. For our final question, today, parents, I want you to think about and ask, talk through, how could you model or reinforce positive self-talk for your kid? Okay, and the kid in the car, what do you think would be helpful for your parents to model? What do you want to hear from them? Okay. So those are just a couple questions to think about how to use what we've talked about today. Just remember to keep that conversation rolling and let's make those car rides count, right? Let's have some productive conversation. Thank you for joining me on Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, again, please share it with at least one other parent or coach who you think could use a little bit of information on the topic that we discussed today. If you're looking for more weekly tips and mindset shifts and additional conversation prompts to help you or your athletes stay more confident, calm, and clutch, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have suggestions for new topics or things that you'd like to hear or learn from me, there is a link in the show notes that you could message me through. You can also always DM me at vAlstoncoaching on Facebook or Instagram. And I absolutely look forward to hearing from you and continuing these conversations as we go. I'll see you next time.